Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today as well, coming to you today from Salt Lake City, Utah, in the United States. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke, and the preaching is entitled, Working in This Vineyard. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, Peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is sending people out to go ahead of him to do two things. One is to preach the good news, reaping a harvest, and the other is, he says, to pray that God sends out more laborers. But these are really the same thing, because in this vineyard, the harvest is more workers in the vineyard. As you preach to people hope, open their eyes that the kingdom of God is really here, what they hoped for. If they understand that hope, then they'll come and join you, and they'll be fellow laborers on the way. If that's not what they want, if they don't believe, then it just bounces back at you. But here's the interesting thing. Jesus tells people, wherever you go, just stay where you are, and preach to the people that you meet. Don't go from house to house and all. It's not that wherever you are, there you're meant to be. It's more like wherever you are, there is work to be done, good news to be preached, a harvest to be reaped. You don't have to look for the optimal place. Where you are, there's a harvest to be had. So that's what we can look at today. Are we doing the harvest right at our feet? Or are we looking somewhere else? Are we preaching to the people right around us the good news that gets them to wake up and join us in this great harvest festival?